of Mass, I stated that we celebrate the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. And, you know, after classes in the seminary and trying to figure out, the best we can say is it's a mystery. You know, that sounds like maybe a cop-out, but it really truly is. It's a beautiful mystery. It's a wonderful mystery, but it is a mystery. We know that it is one God, three persons. One nature, three persons, one nature. But how all that works, so many people have tried to explain. St. Patrick used the clover, you know, one clover, three leaves, all the same clover. You know, theologians talk about it is a relationship between the Father and the Son, and the Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. And it's all such beautiful stuff. But it's still, in the end, a mystery. But we don't say it as a mystery as, again, a cop-out. We can't explain it, so we just call it a mystery. It's a divine mystery. It's a mystery that leads us to take a leap of faith. I don't understand exactly. I got an idea, but I don't know it perfectly. That's okay. Because that's where faith comes in. Do you believe? Do you believe in the Trinity? Yes. Of course we do. We wouldn't be here if we didn't. And we know that each person in the Trinity plays a very important role. And that's what we have to come to pray over and to recognize. Where does the Father enter into your life? Where does the Father enter into your prayer life? What about Jesus? Who is he in your life? And the Spirit. You know, Jesus is the one we probably go a lot. Because Jesus, we know in the human form. We know that he died for us on the cross. We know that Jesus suffered. He knows our agonies. He knows our trials. He knows our temptations. So it's easy to go to him. It's easy to go to him when we struggle. It's easy to go to him when we receive him in the Eucharist and believe truly that this is Jesus. But it's the Spirit that maybe we go to when we're scared. We need the courage. We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit from confirmation and baptism. We need those gifts to get us through some difficult times or to say the right thing. And it all takes faith. I trust that Jesus is here. I believe in the greatness of the Word made flesh. The Father spoke, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. A connection, part of the Trinity. And the Spirit was given when Jesus ascended back. His Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and the Son, given to us in these times. But let's go back to the Father real quick. The Father is the one who gathers us as beloved sons and beloved daughters. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God knows you? The Father knows you? He loves you? He created all of this and more? Yet he knows you and watches over you. He loves us so much that he gave us his only son, not to condemn us, but to open us to receiving him and allowing us to be loved by him, opening our hearts to understanding what it means to be loved by a God so strong, so powerful, merciful and forgiving. This is the gift we celebrate today. And it takes faith to enter into it. We may not be able to explain it away, but that's okay. That's good. Because it means I don't need all the answers. I just need to believe. I need to believe in a God who loves me. A God who is there in my most darkest moments. But a God who's also there in my most joyful moments. Because we tend to forget about God when things are going well, But when everything's falling apart, then we turn to him. But God is there always. He's there with us always. The Blessed Trinity, one God, there for us. Three persons who help us. But take that leap of faith. Trust in the divine mystery. And allow that love to consume you, to guide you, to help you. Because it is through the Trinity we find our path to heaven.